This is a recording of ISIS International from the Commission on the Status of Women, held in New York in March 2010.
ISIS International, documenting feminist visions, creating critical communications, and strengthening social movements.
I've called this short presentation, Creating an Agendered Response to the Crisis of Climate Change. As you have heard already, there is a universality of crisis. It's worldwide, certainly not just in the Asia-Pacific region. Crisis has a global face and a women's face. A women's face because women have the primary role as nurturers and sustainers of the family in regard to providing day-to-day water, food, housing, and safeguarding of children. The crises brought about by climate change have had huge impacts for Asia and Pacific nations, as we have heard, in the form of cyclones, torrential rain, extremes of temperature, mudslides, drought, fires, landslips, and also the rise in sea level that is so critical to low-lying Pacific island nations, particularly Tuvalu and Kiribati. Women in affected areas have to cope with lack of water, contaminated water, loss of life, homes, crops, roads and transport, all of the most basic and essential services. In any engendered response to crises, not just climate change, it is essential that women are recognised as primary agents and actors in educating for and promoting defensive approaches in times of crisis. Resilience is a woman's strength. Women have a great capacity to recognise trauma, deal with its effects, and then to move forward quickly with hope and renewed vigour to begin the work of rehabilitation and reconstruction. That is our strength. Women's preparedness at the local level is critical to reducing the effects of crises. The International Council of Women has produced a toolkit of resources for community education entitled Women Defending the Integrity of the Planet. The introduction stresses the crucial role women must play in reducing the effects of climate change. By taking up the challenge of promoting education in their communities, members of national councils at the local level can be change makers, building a mindset for a clean environment and preparing women and their families to cope well across a range of crises, not just climate change. The toolkit was developed following a seminar open to the public at the International Council's midterm meeting in Jakarta 2 years ago when we celebrated our 120th anniversary. Key messages from the toolkit are firstly, maintaining a healthy natural environment, sustaining endemic plant cover, that is an original cover, and ensuring an absence of fungi, bacteria and contagious diseases in it. Essential to sustaining natural plant cover is good management of catchments and watersheds. This will help guarantee quality water, predictable in its seasonal supply, that is very important. Resulting fertile, productive soil will ensure high crop yields. Disturbance of plants and change in land use causes fires, floods, drought, crop failure, famine, spread of disease and new diseases. Damage can be reversed by planting trees and endemic plants, water runoff control and by avoiding overcropping. And one of the key messages is to all people, not just women, plant a tree. Plant many trees if you can. Since a great deal of agriculture and food production is undertaken by women, these messages are critical in any program of education. The second section covers building a mindset for sustainability, for education in reducing your carbon footprint, saving water, saving energy, buying eco-friendly goods that are long-lasting, made locally and biodegradable, using public transport, walking, cycling, and having a zero policy on plastic waste. The kit includes energy-saving tips to lower greenhouse gas emissions and information on recycling, The key messages here is reuse, repair, and avoid buying new goods. Use things until they're worn out. The use of technologies to lower carbon emission is essential. Solar panels, insulation, energy-saving light bulbs, buying hybrid cars. Building a partnership with men is critical to achieving a sustainable environment and to understanding how carbon credits work. We need to bring a gender dimension to sustainable solutions for access to resources. Extremely important. Women must be part of decision making on policy on forestry, water management, agriculture, and climate change to make sure gender analysis is included. Women must also make sure the special needs of women and girls are a focus for planners. These points apply to all crises. All crisis management and not just climate change. Finally, preparedness for natural disaster is highly important as women and children face the greatest trauma. Women must educate to protect endemic plant cover and train women and girls in basic skills, especially swimming. We find a lot of women and girls cannot swim, and if a flood or a tsunami, they've got to have that skill. Plan for emergency evacuation and know how to carry it out. Women must enhance their advocacy and educational role, monitor legislation for a gender perspective, demand gender analysis of all policies and programs, take action through media campaigns. Let's make headlines as change makers. The PowerPoint presentation is available in both English and French languages on the ICW website, www.icw-cif.com. Please use it, but we ask you to acknowledge the ICW if you do. And I would like, moderator, to invite Pulapago Tuapa, who is here with us from Tuvalu, just to say a little bit about the effects of climate change for her country.
Yes, I think that everybody would agree that we have the voice from the Pacific.
This speech was brought to you by ISIS International. For more audio reports, please tune in to the ISIS website at www.isisinternational.org.